Boogie2988, as he is known on YouTube, and Stephen J. Williams in the real world is getting a divorce, as announced on social media and on YouTube lately. And I'm titling this as an anecdote first, but also as a brief commentary on the broader picture, the effect that health strains, anxiety, and a history of abuse can have on a relationship. So welcome back, MGTOW Men. Today I want to talk about something that has had a really big impact on me over the past week, and that's the divorce of Boogie2988. And for those of you who don't know, as I know there are probably many of you that don't, Boogie2988 is a YouTube personality that has been posting here for about a decade, all right? And he's one of the biggest video game voices on YouTube at 4 million subscribers. And I found him in 2013, okay? And I've followed him since then. And I used to be a gamer, but have largely fallen off that wagon, but have followed him ever since because of his sincerity, simplicity, and the discussions that he has had about many important and also topics and also psychology. And part of what drew the viewers in and brought more to find him as an endearing person was the fact that Boogie shared his experiences dealing with morbid obesity, which later required gastric bypass. And Boogie also had a past in which he contemplated suicide as he dealt with an abusive mother, homelessness, and other elements of depression that led him to an anxiety, panic attacks, and PTSD that he carried into his adult years. And a man that once cursed marriage, which is recorded in some of his videos back in 2010, got married in 2013, stating it as one of the greatest things that ever happened to him and one of the happiest periods of his life. And it led him to contending that marriage is nothing more than a contract to not screw around after getting divorced. Funny how things change, and it's further proof that love is often cognitive dissonance. And Boogie, I don't know if you'll ever watch this, you probably won't, but before I get into my analysis of what went down here, based on my limited understanding of the ins and outs of the marriage and applying it to MGTOW, I want to say that I've enjoyed your stuff. I don't aim to call you out, but I aim to look at the situation as another red pill warning, another reminder for us MGTOW men as to why we go our own way. Once again, another chalk strike on the chalkboard for us, okay? I believe. And this is hard, especially when he lives in public marriage. So I'm going to read you guys a series of tweets that also go along with each of my points for today's video. And the first thing is, love is once again cognitive dissonance and a situational emotional fixation. In his tweet from December 28th, not to mention we're, you know, not married anymore. So I'm pretty sure she'll be okay if or when I'm ready to move on. And that's kind of the entire thing we just did, you know. Marriage is, if nothing, the agreement to not screw around. We ended that. And love is the best thing on earth when you're in it. And either something that you've absolutely cannot get your mind off when you don't have it, or it is the devil when you don't have it. That is abhorrent and scary. And love has been both things for Boogie at one time in his life. And I can distinctly remember going through Boogie's old videos last year and watching his question and answer videos from 2008 and 2009, in which he was asked different questions about people regarding girlfriends and whether or not he would get married. And Boogie replied that marriage was not for him, and he didn't quite understand the purpose of it. It was ultimately a very red pill statement, I remember. It was a very red pill response at the time, and it was actually created by his past experiences with his parents and the abusive relationship that he had with his mother, because this response was fueled out of self-preservation, I believe. And for many of us MGTOW men, our choice to go red pill and to opt out is fueled out of a fear of these negative legal repercussions and the overall destruction of our lives at some time. So I can understand this response. He was also fielding questions from people that were actually posing them out of a true forced loneliness perspective. And I want to make a quick point. If Boogie is out there, and he was clearly not in good shape at the time and hadn't reached his YouTube prime and he wasn't bringing in the money and he still gets married, and you want to argue and defend the scarcity argument again that there aren't enough girls out there that would marry you, then you're off your rocker. And then a woman comes along, Desiree, and she gives him value. She gives him a greater drive and determination. And you could see that. And you could see that in the transformation of his channel, his Twitch streams, of everything. She replaced the lack of supportive and loving women in his life that he didn't get as a child growing up. But then the excitement and the love faded, as he notes. It just went away. Love, the thing that was so powerful, it just dissipated. It's like a supernova. And it just faded out, and I'm sure that they're both burnt out in their own ways, respectively. And love is not truly communicated through marriage like we initially think it is. It was just something we believed in when we were in the middle of it. And man, Boogie, I've been that guy. When I was dating my ex-girlfriend, I was thinking about getting married to her at the ripe age of 22. I was the blue pill guy. I was like, wow, love really does exist. Yeah, things are not perfect, but you put that aside for the sake of sacrificing your eyes. And you know what? That's not what was at play. That was myself protecting me from the emotional and professional suicide that could have taken place if I had actually went through complete with that marriage and pursued it. And the next thing is number two. People change their minds. Dogs don't. So I'm going to read you a quick tweet from December 20th. It boggles my mind. Either she has to be a cheater, which she isn't. Some people have said, I just have hit her. Just every wild theory they can create. Truth is simple. We fell out of love and we ended it by the rules. We ended it as friends. I guess that is just too boring. So if you follow Boogie at all or watch any of his content, followed him on Twitter, whatever it may be, you're going to notice that Sammy, his dog, is likely one of his most prized possessions. That was the supplanting the role of not having a child in their eyes. And what I've seen in people's lives, and you can see this in both men and women, they often turn to animals or other inanimate things. Obviously, a dog's not inanimate, but you get the picture, after a breakup or a divorce, because they know that emotions can't say, their emotions, the dog's emotions cannot say no to them. A dog cannot turn around and walk out the door because you couldn't run up a check, or because you fell slightly out of shape, or you didn't take them out to enough nice dinners. Whatever it is, you can't have a pet fall out of love with you. The pet is going to be there. But what I saw during the relationship was this evolving. I saw that Sammy was providing this extra blanket of security for him. And it's far too common. We've all done it with different things. The cat lady or the old man with his dog walking around with him wherever he goes at all times of the day, because you can't just fall out of love. It helps people deal with the feelings and anxieties of abandonment, whether or not it's in the moment or whether or not it's fueled by their past. Hence this next tweet, which I'll show on the screen. And there's a picture of Sammy and him. We fell out of love. And what does that even mean? And he says another key word, at the end of that quote that I read on Twitter, boring. If it is boring, it's not worth our time. Ah, man, school is boring. Working out is boring. Church is boring. Work is boring. It's all so boring. I'm just going to get divorced, okay? Boring. Lack of entertainment. It's something that fuels divorce, okay? Really? I'm not saying that solely what happened here. It's the product of our Snapchat-fueled minds, our 10 seconds maximum attention spans. You realize just how fickle our minds are these days? Before, the only advertisement was a billboard that you pass once a day on the highway. Now you pass it 100 times a day, and you didn't even choose to. And I'm sorry, Boogie, I'm not slamming you here. This is just the nature of our minds. That's the nature of our hearts. Go MGTOW. There was a tweet posted on his Twitter feed yesterday that encapsulates this. Someone said to me, your bachelor party is just one night, but your divorce party lasts forever. I don't know if it was meant to be, but that was the saddest thing I've ever heard. Anxiety, PTSD, and morbid obesity can't be ignored. And this is the third point. So if you read this tweet right here, you see that he mentions his depression. He mentions his anxiety. And they were severe. They were not just minor. And when you bring that into a relationship, when you bring that into a marriage, that other person now takes those things on themselves. And as I mentioned, this past summer, Boogie had gastric bypass surgery. And I believe that there's a stat that has been floating around that 85% of people that are in relationships that have this type of surgery end up splitting up. And not only is the stress of just making it through the surgery difficult to stomach and handle, but the stress of falling through with the diet, that other person supporting you as you go through that diet and accommodating all of your needs in order to maintain your health and stay alive, is enough to push any couple over the edge. And furthermore, not only was his weight a constant struggle that he had been carrying throughout his whole life and throughout his entire YouTube career, but Boogie had been dealing with constant emotional distress created by an abusive mother and the strife he had grown up with. He dealt with a mother that would beat him up daily, that had beaten him, close to the point of death at times, that would neglect him, that had burned him with cigarettes, and that actually had forced him to jump out of a moving car at one point in order to save himself from what was ever going on in that moment. And I also believe that his father died at a young age. He was a college dropout. He had no home, so he had to move to Arkansas where his brother was. After couch surfing on the streets of Fayetteville for a while, Boogie was finally able to get an apartment and keep the lights on, and that was huge for him. All the while running his own computer programming business. And this generated a massive amount of anxiety that he carried into this marriage. And he had this unfortunate past. And while they dealt with it the best that they could, there was often only so much that that person in a relationship can handle before it transforms itself into resentment. And resentment is all that is left over, as the person that is helping you through these issues obviously internalizes that they could have a better, more stress-free life with someone that doesn't have any of these problems. If their mind isn't in the right place to deal with all of this with you, expect a divorce. And this is something that I saw is always a possibility when they got married, even before I came to the red pill. Expect a separation. The statistics say this about gastric bypass. And what I'm getting at here is that the red pill reality that love doesn't replace thinking, okay, till death do us part, huh? No matter what you know, through sickness and health, we have to stick together. In that moment, you think that in order to be romantic, you have to put all the red flags and concerns to the side. And for example, I had exes that began to show bad health habits. One of them stopped valuing exercising, even taking care of themselves at a small level. But this is in their 20s. Imagine what would happen in the 30s and in the 40s. And if I'm going to marry you, I want you to be in shape, obviously for your own physical appearance, but for more than that, your health. Would you be there for our kids? Would you push these medical bills through the roof? You can't just discredit these things. And so many marriages occur after pushing these things to the side. And this is where I blame Desiree. If this is too much for you to handle, that's partially on you because the blueprints were out in front of you to see what would happen. Red pill realities don't fade. You can't just blue pill to the belief that all of these concerns need to be pushed aside for the sake of romance. And number four is what I'll leave you guys with today, is the red pill rebound. So he tweets, "My only regret left in my life, I wish I had done all the things I did to improve myself years ago instead of telling myself I couldn't. But I could. I finally did. So can you." All right. So no marriage succeeds well when it is the first priority in either person's life. And if you're not ready to face that, and if you can't get out of the Disney view of it, it's going to fail. And that's what happened. If it is the first thing that you're pursuing in life, this goes with pursuing girlfriends. If that's the first thing that you're going to pursue, you're never going to get it. And that means that the other things that you're pursuing, YouTube for Boogie, even the improvement of your own health, his own health, was inspired even more so by another person. And I don't think that going forward for Boogie's career that he'll find it challenging to find motivation, but I know that these things really took off for his career between 2013 and 2017, and now he has his feet underneath him. And frankly, the relationship might have been the confidence boost that he needed. I can relate. My work career, some jobs that I got, and even my performance as a pitcher in college improved significantly. Okay, at a time that I got into a relationship, but it reaches a bell curve and then it starts to decline at a certain point. But now he's the one saying to himself, you need to do this and you need to do that. You need to do it for yourself because all you have, and MGTOW men prepare themselves for this apocalyptic moment day in and day out, is that at the end of the day, all you have is your thoughts, your mind, and your own perspective, regardless of who is or who isn't in your life. And now he is in the stage of red pill rebound, the red pill rebound stage in which you realize that all you have is yourself. And this is where you actually take the time to learn what you have, you take inventory, you learn what skills you have, and most importantly, what your thoughts are. And this is when you become the most valuable to yourself and to others. And frankly, it follows the patience principle or the long game paradigm, in which a man that is patient cultivates himself first and plays the long game, and he's ultimately infinitely more valuable than the alternative man, the other man, the short game man. So I'm going to read this last tweet that I'm going to mention in today's talk from December 20th. "I believe it is worth the risk." I'm assuming he means marriage. "The pain and the money lost were worth the love and the joy we had. I believe that the price we pay for joy is pain, and we'll never have one without the other. I would love a life without pain, but I would hate a life without joy." And so we got a reply. "Fear of divorce is the reason I'm never getting married, and that's coming from someone whose family tree has never seen a divorce." Crazy, right? "Unfortunately, times just aren't the same. I'm not crying, you're crying." Whew, hard red pill truth, but so accurate. And so, Boogie, I'm sorry, and I hope that you're able to rebound. But since this is a public marriage, since this is a public divorce, and since I've followed you for many years and now have seen this MGTOW lens to compare it against, I needed to look at this story for the sake of what we can learn and what we can take away as MGTOW men. And men, protect yourself. Cost-benefit analysis towards everything in life. Weigh the risks. Know that people are unpredictable. The world is unpredictable. And nothing can be controlled through pure grit and effort. And don't discredit the impact that health and one's past has on a current relationship. But in the end, I advise, as always, go MGTOW, pop a red pill, save a future divorce, save a life. Save a whole lot of money, peace, time, enjoy. And I'll touch more on Boogie related content in the next week or so, as there are a few more things I would like to add. And Boogie, if you ever want to reach out to me or join in and share your takes on this MGTOW segment, which I doubt that you probably will, that would be welcomed. Everyone knows where I'm at, sunrisehoodie@gmail.com, and on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, hoodies out.